Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
And today we have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Perez Hilton.
Hello. I'm so happy to be on your legendary podcast.
Help made legendary by you. You've written about us many times and we appreciate it.
It's so different than mine. I don't have any guests ever on my podcast.
It would be a lot easier.
Does it get lonely though?
No, I have a co-host. Okay. And at the beginning, when we first started podcasting over 2 years ago, we would have guests. And then there was like a little light bulb that went off in me, which said, I don't really want to talk to these people.
Right.
And also for us, this is my justification, not having guests sets us apart because I think most podcasts do have guests.
Right. So, yeah. Right.
You know, people are tuning in, I think, for us every week just for us and for you guys too. But maybe some weeks we'll have a lot more people. I'd rather have a slow and steady build.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It is easier not having guests. And I don't want to talk about this Housewives. I don't watch Housewives show. You've had the Housewives on. You do a good job interviewing them. I would suck at that.
Oh, we have plenty of people who have come on and we're just like, A, don't really want to be there, and B, like, don't know what to ask.
Yeah.
We run out of stuff pretty quickly.
We've had some real coons on here.
Oh,
well.
Yeah. We've had a couple coons. Yes, we have.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, quite
I'm
a few.
I'm not going to name names, but Sophie Simmons comes to mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm naming names. Who would you name?
Oh, Josh Flagg was the worst.
All right, I'm giving you each a point.
Yes.
For being forthcoming.
Josh Flagg, the worst. Remember when he wanted me to pay for valet for his Bentley Rolls Royce? He like came in and he said, do you have the $5 for it? And I was like, really,
he
Mr. Bentley?
He came back all the way upstairs and asked for $5 for Bentley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bentley valet money.
Ridiculous. Well, he just got married, so congratulations.
I don't even know who that is. So.
He did to what? Oh, his ego?
Yeah.
How do you put a ring on an ego?
I'm sure he found a way.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Whoever you are.
No, who married him?
His name's Bobby Boyd. I went on a date with him once.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
Josh Flagg from Million Dollar
Listing.
Right.
You see, this is my problem. Not a problem. Like, I don't watch.
Don't you have to know these names? You know,
I don't watch TV, but I watch clips. And I read everything.
Right.
So once you said who he married, I'm like, oh, I know that guy because I know that guy. And like, I know things, but I haven't necessarily experienced.
You know the story more than you know, like.
Who's this Bobby Boyd? Who would marry this guy?
Boyd's hot.
He's seen photos. I went on a date with him though once and it didn't.
With Bobby Boyd?
Yeah, back
what
in the
is,
day.
What is he, an airhead?
No, he's like a pretty boy. He had a little like. Little white. No.
Bichon?
I think. A little one of them. And then
Bichon is a living lisp, dude.
And I was not into it. So, not because I wasn't into the dog. It was just very bizarre. But anyway.
Who would you say is your best guest ever?
Wow.
You mentioned the worst. Who is your
Andy Cohen.
I loved Andy Cohen. That came to mind, too. We've had some really cool ones.
What made Andy so good?
Very forthcoming. Like, didn't hold back about anything.
Howard Stern on him?
Yeah.
Somewhat, but he just, he has such a good attitude, I think, that everything, no matter if it's good or edgy or whatever, it comes out with this energy, you know?
We get people on who sometimes say things because it's obvious that they want the press or whatnot. Him, it just felt like he was, because we get, you know, a lot of attention. He was just shooting the shit and telling it like it was, and he was great. But we also had the guy from Korn on, who was
Brian Head.
What's that? Oh, yeah, David Faustino.
Aaron Carter recently was interesting, just because.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on with him. He's got a lot of levels and a lot of.
I think he went a little cuckoo after our podcast. It might have been us.
Well, he's in rehab right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this though. Do you notice? Because I know Matt dates other men. Do you prefer men or women? Do you?
I'm going to take that 1 point away from you now.
Glad you did your research, pal.
That's a fair question, though. But he might have changed. I don't know what he's into these days.
I love women. Yeah. I just don't ever want to eat a vagina.
Yeah. So he's more into...
Oh, he just made it sound even worse than it feels to me.
You know what? This isn't weird. There's nothing weird about this. Recently, I've been watching... Let me get the correct terminology. Something like AFAB. The correct terminology is assigned female at birth.
Okay.
Porn. So people who were biologically said to be female and have now transitioned to male.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've watched that porn and have found it so erotic. And then I've been thinking to myself, could I date a trans man? And then I'm like, sure. Why the fuck not?
Huh. Wait, so...
But there's something where that's like, that's not a woman at all. But I'm... I don't know if 10 years ago I would have been open to that, and now I totally am.
What's up? Are you on a quest for epic gear, housewares, collectibles? Well, Loot Crate has it. It's the best surprise that you know is coming. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items, doodads, whatnots, coloring books, t-shirts, coffee mugs, curios. You never know what it's going to be, but it's always less than $20 a month, and it's for everyone. You know, you hear about some things, you're like, oh, this is just for like nerdy people or just for people that, you know, like comic books or something like that. It's nothing like that. Every month, your Loot Crate has something unique in it. This month, you're going to get unreal items from Marvel, Ghostbusters, Stranger Things, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're like, eh, I don't really know if I like some of those things. Here's the thing about Loot Crate. The second you open it, it's like a time capsule into like this silly world of nostalgia. If you're an adult, it makes you feel like a kid again. And if you're a kid, it makes you feel like exactly what you are. And right now you can use our code. Go to lootcrate.com/allegedly. That's lootcrate.com/allegedly and use the code Theo for 10% off any new subscription. lootcrate.com/allegedly. Use code Theo for 10% off any new subscription. I guarantee you're going to love it. I've been getting Loot Crates for 5 months. Not once have been disappointed. I've kept two for myself. I've given three away. Two were for friends of mine's children, and one was directly for a friend of mine. No one ever disappointed. It's that special thing that you want to have around the house so you can always have a gift for somebody new. I just got an email. I got to go. Love you guys. lootcrate.com/allegedly, code Theo.
So is it a...
How do you discover that? Like, how did you...
It's like an Easter egg of a
person. I watch a lot of porn. I love porn. And then, like, you love porn?
I don't like porn. I do love porn. No, Theo's off porn. He's had to stop.
You're off? Why?
I thought it's only... I think it's bad for the psyche after a while.
Really?
Yeah. Very damaging.
I think... I've said this. I think porn is part of a healthy diet. I haven't had sex since February of 2016, and I don't feel deprived because I watch porn. I would rather watch porn than waste hours plus on Grindr or Scruff trying to hook up with somebody.
Okay, but what when it comes to actual connections and intimate relationships, do you,
I would
do you
love
feel
that.
There? You'd love it. I would love it too. But do you really? And I'm not accusing you or anything. But do you like? That's where I have a tough time. So that's why I say
that porn makes it
porn.
More difficult for to me. Be in an intimate relationship because of that.
When was the last time you were in a relationship?
That was a while ago, 2010.
Well, that's sooner than I was.
Really?
I've never been in a relationship.
Never.
Never.
Oh my goodness.
How much porn are you consuming a day? Do you feel like?
Not more than like 15 minutes, I would say, but not like consecutively.
Right.
Like, I'll watch a little bit and then I'll work a little bit and then I'll go watch a little bit more, but usually within like a 25 yeah. minute window. Like, I'll watch a little, take a break,
yeah.
go back and be done.
Wow.
Because it's more fun if I like put it in two parts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Know.
Right.
So, wait. You understand me?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You know,
it's, like it's, you don't not, wanna... it's not like edging. I'm not edging.
Right.
You're lengthening the process in an enjoyable way.
Or maybe it's like I have porn or masturbation ADD. I don't even know what it is.
So, yeah. I wanted to. So, did you stumble upon a porn that had FAF, America's Funniest Home Videos,
it
or whatever it is?
You used to say FTM, female to male, but and I want to be sensitive
yeah, of
to
course.
The community, so now it's just assigned female at birth. I don't even know. Like, so, no, sometimes, like, when you're watching, I'm cheap, so I'll watch, like, the free porn. So when you're on MyVidster or XTube or Pornhub, you'll see related videos. So I'm watching a regular porn, and then something pops up on the related. I'm like, I'll check this out.
Yeah.
So then I check it out. I'm like, wow, this is, I'm still watching this.
There
this
you
hot.
Go.
Yeah.
So you would date a trans.
Yeah, totally. Mm.
And now, with these people that you watch, the AF, A... ass cap.
Yeah.
The ass cap.
I don't want it to make it say, we're not making fun
no,
of
it. No,
I'm not making fun at all.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Hey, this is the first that I've heard about the community. No,
me too.
The initials, getting used to something new can yeah. be like funny.
I can't even remember USAF, and that's United States Air Force.
Yeah.
So well, nobody's, and they've been around for a long time.
You just did very well.
And, but my question is, do, like, what is, if somebody walks in that that was assigned a female at birth, how do I know? Say if they're nude and they walk in the room, do I have any idea?
You may not be able to. Some trans men have had top surgery.
Okay. And top surgery when you get the
breast removed. No,
oh, okay.
That's bottom surgery.
Okay.
And if they've had top surgery, you know, you may not even be able to tell.
Yeah, that's true. There was a guy on Survivor this past season who I had no clue. And they had him shirtless. All the time.
Wow. And he was a woman?
Yeah. Well,
he was assigned a woman at birth?
He yes. has transitioned, yeah.
I wish they'd assign me a woman at birth so I don't have to go around looking for one of these hoes. You feel me?
I don't think it'd be hard for you.
I mean, I find some ladies, but it's just tough out here, man. I mean, dating's got to be tough out here. You haven't been in a relationship in 7 years, you said?
Do you purposely?
This guy's lonely as fuck, dude. Anthony's fucking living in a lean-to out in Manhattan Anthony Beach lives with a man he met on the internet. They don't even have air conditioning, dude.
I'm going to give you a sex, point and I'm just going to for therapy entertaining for sex me help. Recently, the last couple minutes. So you're tied now, 1-1.
Okay.
No, when I was living in New York City, which was from 2013 through 2016, half of the year, I dated a ton. Not through Grindr or Scruff. I was using this app called OkCupid, which actually I didn't use it on the app.
On the computer side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't like having it on my phone. Oh, no. I can't deal with that. Because then I get like stress and anxiety. Like, oh, I just got a notification. Like I liked being able to handle it at night when I would purposefully log into the website and see who messaged me. So then when I was in New York, I would go on a ton of dates, like multiple per week. And it was a job and work. Although I did the Millionaire Matchmaker show, and Patty told me I was doing it all wrong. Because what I would do is...
But Patty's lonely, isn't she?
Yes.
She's lonely as fuck. I saw her Erewhon a month ago.
That, you know? No,
I saw her Erewhon a month ago, and she honestly looked like she would have fucked if I had
I don't agree with what she told me. Basically, you know, what I did...
Hey, lonely Patty, the matchmaker.
What I did was, you know, it's kind of like hedging your bets in gambling term, right? Like, I would have everybody come to me and meet up at the moderately priced, not too fancy, but not a hole-in-the-wall restaurant on my block.
Oh, you're speaking my language, yeah, by the way.
Where they knew me by first name. It was like my Cheers. I would go there all the time.
For me, it's called Earth, Wind, and Flower. Shout out.
But I wouldn't eat. I wouldn't even get booze. I would always order tea.
Because of the money or because, okay. Because
if you're getting coffee or tea, it's like an easy out, right? Like you can bounce after 30 minutes.
Right.
If you're getting a meal, you're committed for at least an hour. And then if somebody sees you just getting tea, they're not going to order a food. They're going to order a drink or a coffee. So she's like, well, you should be drinking on a first date. And I'm like, I like drinking, but I don't want to drink on a first date because I'm all about being healthy now. And I just don't drink that often. Last time I had a drink was 4th of July weekend. And if I am going to drink, I want to make sure it's somebody that's worth my time and calories. Because for me, booze is like the gateway drug. It's like marijuana. I don't do marijuana, but if I were to drink, I want to eat. And then if I eat, I want to drink more. And blah, blah, blah. It's like a vicious cycle. So she said I should be drinking on the first date and blah, blah, blah. And I get that. Like drinking for some people helps you loosen up and helps you get laid. But that's also a time commitment. Like, whatever. Anyways, so I was doing that and I did that a ton. And I went on a few dates with two different guys. I went on like one. I went on with three dates. The other one I went on like five dates.
In one night?
No. Over the course of the 3 years, two separate people.
3 years. I picture you wandering into an Olive Garden. Here's what I'm picturing. You wandering into an Olive Garden on your block. There's five dudes that you've never met before sitting around that you've scheduled to come. This is what I'm picturing as you're
like a round robin. Like, yeah. I'm going to go from table to table.
And you're just walking around with a T like Tim Gunn, just like deciding on which art project you're going to fucking help put a tie on and call yourself a savant.
That would be fun. That's what I was expecting when I signed up to do Millionaire Matchmaker, but that ended up not happening. Instead, she set me up on a blind date. Only one. And I couldn't pick him.
Wait, did you pay?
No, it was, oh, no, for, it was her TV for, show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So at least she didn't have to pay.
No, thankfully. If I would have had to pay, she would have kept setting me up on dates.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a great experience because, well, A, I was so legitimately anxiety ridden over this mm-hmm. because of the way that it was set up. Like, if I could have sensed the dudes out and picked from three, then it would have been less anxious for me. But I didn't know who it was. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is going to be like a Perez hater, which there are the overwhelming majority of gay men are Perez.
Really?
But is it jealousy, though, probably? Gay men are extremely jealous.
It's maybe that. It's also maybe that, like, they just look down upon what I do for a living. It's also maybe that they're ashamed of me or embarrassed by me. They're like, oh, I can't believe that he's a representative for the gay community, which I never try or claim to be, just like I never claim to be a representative for the Latino community or a representative for a single gay dads or single dads, regardless of orientation. Like, I'm just me and I'm doing me. So it ended up that I knew the guy that she set me up on a blind date with, which I was so relieved by because there was zero chemistry. So for the whole episode, it was just basically like an infomercial for both of us. Like, so what kind of guy are you? What are you looking for?
So wait, so now you're not in a relationship. Do you want to be?
I do.
You do.
And I'm also happy to just have a fuck buddy or two.
Okay.
I'm open to.
So you're taking applications.
I am totally accepting of application. Are you? I was going to say wide open, but I'm not. I'm not a bottom. I wish I was a bottom.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because... Or I wish I was versatile. I've gotten fucked in my life, but I don't enjoy it. I am not good at it. Okay. And those are never a good combo. Yeah. Like, you don't like doing things you aren't good at or that you don't enjoy. You do it every once in a while if you're a gay man and you really like the person you're with and they beg you enough.
You take one for the team.
Yeah, but it's...
Sometimes I've been in situations where there's an entire team. So I'm literally taking...
Oh, I'll give Matt a point for that. Have you really?
I've got anxiety, dude. I need Xanax.
I've been in group situations.
What's the maximum number?
Probably like 9 or 10, but what? I wasn't...
Oh my God!
I wasn't like taking part in all of it.
Nine
but there was,
or ten?
There's not like a gangbang, but there was 9 or 10 people present.
I think my maximum ever was
Why is that
four,
disgusting?
Including me.
Why is that disgusting? I didn't take part in all of it, but
I'm
just
saying
was
disgusting because it's
wow.
gay. I'm just saying,
wait, how did 9 or 10
nine
happen?
Nine or 10 men there's, running around your bed.
There's like an underground side. Like group from like...
What are you
ridiculous?
You, know?
Group from
you tell it, you know, like, freaking you, hypocritical. You, piece
I'm, are you on like Grindr or any of that now?
No, I'm
no.
not.
No, not you.
Wait, they have lists or
no, God, but there I'm are not. People who are like accounts that will hit you up and say, well, we have a party and so like whatever. So
oh
I experienced
gosh.
It. And then I went twice and
you
I am
twice.
I'm so self-conscious that I couldn't deal with it. Like, because I felt awful. And then I
what
met one
like?
Guy that I liked. And then I was like, I can't.
Have
meet
a
guy that I like
you
and
like.
Say
be the guy that falls in love at a gangbang. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a like
or what if like you run into somebody you know.
Oh, it's happened too. When
it
I cuz I was on TMZ at the time with one of them and they were like, "You're on TMZ." And I was like,
"You were on somebody you were dating?"
No. When I was on like on the show.
Yeah.
So someone there recognized me from being
oh,
on the
oh,
show.
Oh, okay. I got that.
And
you
got to
find
weird.
A decent man, bro.
I know. I'm not going to find him there. Although this one guy was really nice, but it didn't work out for whatever reasons. Okay, so changing topics a little
that
bit.
That was very exciting for me, though.
So I'll just discuss this because you've been in the news yourself a lot lately.
Yes.
With the video you said about Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you
can give context on it.
Do you regret? Or yeah, please do.
Well, yeah, like we should just explain what happened.
Yeah, please.
Instead of just jumping to the assuming everybody heard
right.
what I said. So I'm assuming, though, that by now everybody knows Kylie Jenner's pregnant.
Yes.
She
and Chloe now, too.
Yes, and Chloe. She turned 20 years old less than a month ago. She was dating this rapper, Travis Scott, for about a month and a half and then got pregnant. And my initial reaction was sadness and anger for that child that he was, or she, I think it's a girl, going to be brought into the world in a far less than ideal situation. Yeah. Not just because she's so young and not just because, come on, they're most likely not going to last, yeah. but also because according to multiple reports, even her own family thinks she's unfit and not ready to be a mom. But she made the decision to go ahead with this. I didn't say get an abortion now. No. What I said was, if I was Kris Jenner, I would have told her to get an abortion. And since I made that original video, I have made other videos. I even made a video with my mom wanting her feedback. I sprung that upon her. My mom is such a ham. I love to make videos with her. So I was like, Mom, you don't know what we're talking about, right? If this happened to my sister when she was 19 or 20, would you have told her to get an abortion? She's like, no opinion. She's like, I'm not commenting. So where I stand now is something inside of me was feeling bad. So I was like, all right, if I'm feeling bad, I must have done something bad. So what I said, even though it came from in my mind, maybe it was wrong and naive, from a good place of me loving kids and wanting to protect children as much as possible, it was fucked up. I apologize for that. I'm sorry about that. And I do think, believe, and stand behind that it would have been totally acceptable for me to leave her and her mother out of it. And having said, wow, that's amazing. That's wild. And she's chosen to have it. And I wish her the best. And if that were my 19-year-old daughter and I have a daughter, I would tell her to get an abortion. There's a big difference. And I think I would be totally in the right to say that and frame it in the context of wishing Kylie Jenner well and wow. And if it were my daughter, I would tell her to get an abortion. So I've learned from this experience. And listen, it took me 3.5 damn days to apologize. I didn't do it just because everybody was saying that I should. I did it because, yeah, and I wanted to.
Did you hear from them at all?
No.
No. Even like social media or whatever?
No.
And how did you feel about the hater?
I didn't mind the hate because I was really standing behind what I said at the time. And then as the days went by, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm starting to feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you have to like honor that and listen to that and not be bigger than owning up to a mistake.
Right, right. I mean, it seems to me from what I know about you and your past coming when you started the site and everything, and it was a little grittier or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then
I used to draw penises on people and
cum and all that.
I used to call that love dots.
Love dots. And then
semen. He's talking about semen.
And then I don't know. I heard the rumor something happened where you were approached by Jennifer Aniston, and that changed situation
that didn't
a little.
Change me, but that happened around the same time. Yeah, yeah.
And so then it went to a different direction.
Yes.
And then obviously popularity changes up and down, and now it's maybe it seems like this is getting back to that sort of thing, or is no?
I think.
Being more honest, being more true, going back to where what you were,
no,
what you really
I
wanted
think,
to say?
I think a few things. I think after I made a change in 2010 to be more positive, I almost lost myself in being too positive to a point of it being inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
I kept saying to myself, WWOD, that was my mantra. What would Oprah do? Because I love Oprah.
I do too.
She's my number one. Well, no, Madonna's my number one. Oprah's my number two. Gloria Estefan is my number three. So, listen, that's a great motto to have. And I would also tell myself aspire higher. But it almost wasn't real. But if you're still being good and doing good, then it is real.
Right.
I think what I've settled into now is more of just a center and my true authentic self. And I look at somebody like Sharon Osbourne. I think Sharon Osbourne would have said that same comment. She's older and wiser than me, so she probably would have just left Kris Jenner and left Kylie out of it. She probably would have just said, I wish her well. And if that was Kelly when she was 19, I would have told her to get an abortion.
Right. Just framed it better.
Yeah. So I think Sharon Osbourne is somebody that I feel like I relate to and is almost similar to me in many ways, and she's unapologetic and fearless and says things that piss off people, and she doesn't care.
Do you guys think it's a plan, though, now that all three of these women are having babies at the same time?
Oh, with the Kardashians?
Yes. I mean, if it is, it's disgusting.
Why? How could
I wouldn't put it past them.
Oh, for sure wouldn't put it past them.
Well, don't you think that's disgusting? Let's bring three kids into the world because maybe we feel like we're running out of steam and we don't know what to do next. And...
Well, to me personally, no more disgusting than anything else they do.
I think Chloe's been wanting to have a child for a long time, and I think she will make a great mother. You know, she was the mom to Rob Kardashian for a while there, yeah. Taking him in and living with her while he was going through a rough spot there.
Yeah, she's always been at times, she used to be one of the more realistic ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's the glue of that family, even more so than Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner's the glue of the business.
Yeah.
Chloe is the glue of the family. However, you know, she ain't perfect either. Let's not forget that Tristan Thompson was dating somebody before Chloe, and she was pregnant.
When he left her
for Khloe Kardashian. If I was Chloe, I don't know if I would have done that. Like, getting into a relationship. If that were me, I don't know if I would have done that.
Right. There you go. What is it? I was seeing stuff with this.
Trying to learn. Here's the big difference, too, between old Perez and new Perez. Old Perez knowingly said awful, fucked up shit. New Perez inadvertently puts his foot in his mouth. Because I speak from my heart. I don't often or at all ever premeditate what I'm going to say. So I'm human. Mistakes happen.
Do you think your brand suffered when you stopped that kind of approach to it?
Maybe. I don't care, though.
Yeah. And you also had a great brand for a long time, and you still do. I mean, obviously your name is, you know...
Synonymous with celebrity, news and things like that.
Yeah, anything.
And also discovering artists. Oh, that's thanks. A really cool thing, too.
I still love doing that. Every week I have multiple artists come in and they perform in my backyard.
Yeah, we were just looking at Astrid S. That girl's got talent.
She's from Norway. She's very talented. Yesterday I had a country singer from Nashville come in. Tomorrow, who do I have tomorrow? I don't remember.
That's really cool.
Tomorrow I have somebody... at noon. I don't know. Or whatever. Anyways, I love music. I love sharing music. Music still makes me happy. Discovering new music. I interpret the world through song. Mm.
Do you have
a go-to karaoke song?
I do Christmas carols.
Christmas carols. And you, Matt?
That must really bring down the house.
Well, everybody knows them.
I love Christmas carols.
Everybody knows them. Nobody can hate on them. They end pretty quickly, so you're not up there too long.
What's your number one?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Theo.
Mine is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's a good one. Mine is, and Theo has seen me do this, Sweet Transvestite from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a dream role of mine.
Oh, me too. That'd be awesome.
Me too, dude. Me too.
Perez, I also saw something on Twitter. What was the Shania Twain thing? Like there was like a screen grab of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, you see, I love it when people talk shit about me.
Yeah.
I would rather people talk shit about me than not talk about me at all.
Ah.
So I love Shania Twain, and she loves Perez as well.
Yeah.
And her team reached out to me to be a part of this special thing they were doing to get word out about her new album, which comes out Friday, September 29th. Mm. I don't know when this comes out.
This Friday.
All right.
Or this past Friday.
Yes, this past Friday.
And they sent me a video to post on my Instagram story that was an exclusive video.
Yeah.
So I posted it, and it was really cool what they did. There was like a two-part thing to it. So she posted one video on her Instagram story,
and you had the other.
Directing people to my Instagram story, and then I posted the other video. And then some people were like, "Well, stay away from her," or whatever. And I just retweeted them.
There was like a picture, though, of like a phone, and it said Perez Hilton. So had you called her? Is that what it was?
That was just the gimmick that the marketing person did.
I see. Wow.
I wish I had her number.
I was going to ask, is it hard? I mean, to maintain relationships with celebrities?
I don't try to anymore. I did in the past. It's very hard for me.
What is it like? Take us through some of that, because I know Matt has some experiences with it.
I used to think I was friends with celebrities. And I had some famous falling outs, or one or two or three or four or five. I don't know. And I realized...
Was it you or them?
It was almost always them. Or not even. No. Like, I'll give you one example. With like Katy Perry, we used to be really close. And then... she just became too famous. Like, she became Katy Perry, and we used to be really close. And we never had a fight. We never had a blow up. She just became too famous, and I still had my job to do, and it became awkward and difficult and uncomfortable. And it's fine. Mm. We still see, I saw her last month and we hugged and kissed and it's all cool. Mm. There's no bad blood, as they, as Taylor Swift says. So yeah.
So that's just it. But so it's so very, at a certain level of fame, it might be hard for people to even maintain a friendship.
Yeah. And even, you know, just with having kids, like, I'm just so boring. Like, and this is also why I felt so strongly about Kylie Jenner. Like, I barely leave my house ever on a Friday or Saturday night. If I do, I'm like complaining about it. Like, ugh, I have to leave this Friday night or this. Like, I like staying home now. I like going to bed early so I can wake up early and do things with my kids. And I don't even drink if I do go on a Friday or Saturday night. It's like, does this 20-year-old, is she willing or prepared to sacrifice or stay home and not do that or all this?
Probably not. Maybe so.
Maybe. I mean, let's really hope for the best. And I would say that 99% of the time, and also, like, for me, my initial reaction on that whole thing, I'm going back to it, was just because it was specifically her. I would say 99 out of 100 other young women the same age would do a phenomenal job. And I would also say that 99 out of 100 women, when they become moms, they become instantly ready.
Right.
There is that one out of 100 that isn't, like Black China, who just last year was arrested for drug possession.
Right.
And she was already the mom to Tyga's child when that happened.
A little too black, not enough China, I think.
Hey, now, I'm taking a point away from you there.
Oh, that's funny. Don't, jeez. But don't smile as you say it.
I wasn't smiling. That was a shock. Don't that was smile like, I don't know what to do. That
don't
was,
smile as you take it away, man.
Believe that, because some people might think that's racially offensive.
That's not racially offensive, dude.
A little too black, a little not enough China.
Dude, Chinese people take care of their children.
Are you saying black people don't?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're
well,
one
and a half of them.
They are the most.
Like,
they're extremely familial.
That's just a Chinese country joke.
They're extremely familial. Go check it out, baby. Well, is Black China taking care of her kid or not?
We don't know.
What do you mean? A second ago, it seemed like you guys knew.
That's true. She requests a lot of money from Rob Kardashian for childcare.
Yeah.
So I know
would assume probably
what
not
good childcare costs, and she doesn't need that much money for childcare. Mm. And if
that
she,
baby eating caviar,
and
I doubt
she,
it.
If she is, you got a baby in a she corner? Must have like six nannies.
Baby sucking down snails over there in the corner. I fucking doubt
I'll
it.
Give
dude.
You one more point out there.
She seems like a deadbeat mom. That's what she seems like to me.
Say it.
I wouldn't
no,
say deadbeat, but
okay. Well, barely living beat.
Less
I'll go
than
barely
ideal
living
mom.
Beat.
Yes, completely. Do you thrive or prefer being a single parent? Because I'm in the process of starting to adopt myself.
Amazing.
And my mom is like,
mostly he's just been driving past USC.
38.
But he's
38. I'm 38 too.
We were at NYU.
Fuck, I'm 39.
We were probably, you went to NYU, right?
I'm 39. I'll be 40 in March. Yeah, I went to NYU.
We were probably there around the same time.
I graduated in 2000.
I graduated 2001.
Couple alert right here.
So I my, people are always stop it, Theo. People are always telling me like it's so much easier to that's do it with someone else, or my mom is like just do it, but I actually want to do it by myself.
Yeah, I
and
think
people think that's weird.
Consciously, I wanted to do it by myself, and not even subconsciously. Consciously, I wanted to do it by myself because this is listen. Life happens and you make it work whatever your circumstances are. But I'm so type A, control freak. I have set the bar super high for myself and everything I do. Anything I do, I want to do it as well as possible. That includes being a dad. Actually, being a dad even more so than anything else. Like my biggest motto in life, and I tell my kids seven things every damn day on the ride to school. I go over our seven family tenets or commandments. Number one is family, the most important things in life. And my son recites it to me. He's 4 and a half, so he gets it. Number one is family. Number two is work very hard. Number three is listen. Number four is don't lie. Number five is be healthy. Number six is gratitude. And number seven is have fun. I think those are the most seven useful tools that you can expand upon, and I do with my kids whenever they're helpful. So I work really hard at everything. And if I worked, you know, I didn't accident my way into having a kid. It didn't just happen. It took a lot of planning and time and money. So for me, the ideal scenario for raising kids is a stable upbringing in one home. So in the future, if I am lucky enough to have a partner, it will be with the understanding that these are my kids.
Really?
If we break up,
these are, yeah,
you're not getting custody of my kids. I'll, of course, allow you to see them, but there won't be anything in writing that says you get 3 days and I get four. Fuck that bullshit. They're my kids.
Hmm.
And
well, that's good. That makes it harder a little bit because I would imagine a partner wants to come in and completely, you know, embrace it.
Well,
and
I want that too. But A, like I said, I believe for me, if you can choose between when parents split, I just don't want to have to worry about, you know, in 10 years from now, or 3 years from now, 5 years from now, oh God, and I have to split my kids. I love my kids too much. I don't want to be away from them. Like, I will open my house and even let them be at yours, whomever it is, but they're my kids, and a judge will not give you any rights. You won't have rights to them.
Are you, yeah, is someone trying to get rights to your kids?
No, I'm a planner. Right. I'm a planner. I'm a worrier.
Cause I feel like you're already envisioning this thing where you like have like this nice suit and you're walking a cord and the kids are
I'll
there.
Give you a point for that.
Not without my daughters.
I didn't have anxiety until I had kids. Now I legitimately have anxiety.
Huh.
And it comes and goes. Like sometimes there, it's like a bubble. Sometimes it's like a high flame, and sometimes it's non-existent. Like, I don't have any anxiety right now, but yeah, I didn't have.
Are your kids aware of what you do?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, right now I'm on this TV show called Worst Cooks in America.
Yes.
So we watch that together every
week.
That's
fun.
Nice.
That airs tonight, which is why I forgot when we scheduled the day. I'm like, oh, fudge. I mean, I don't have to live tweet the show,
but
I try to be a good partner. So, you know,
yeah,
I want
live
to
live up to your end of the deal, so to speak.
Well, you don't know, live tweet on. Like, I think I'm one of the few or only people on the cast that are live tweeting the show.
Now, the question, whenever
so
you
they watch me on that,
when you have the children, do you get to pick out, just because I don't know that much about the process, right? Do you get to pick out who is going to womb the child?
Of course. Yeah. For me, I had an anonymous egg donor and separate surrogate that carried.
That's what I'm going to do if I go the surrogate route.
I thought you said you were doing adoption.
If I go the surrogate route.
Okay. It's real expensive.
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. It's hella expensive. Unless you do it through like a
lesbian
friend, you know.
But then the baby is yours and you don't run the risk of.
Exactly.
The adoption thing.
Come with a legal team that handles all of that. And
do you pick out a bracket of society that the egg will come from?
They do have that, actually. And I didn't pick mine from that because the women who donated eggs and were on the VIP egg donor list, like 99% of them were all former beauty pageant queens.
Really?
And I feel totally fine saying this because it's anonymous. I don't know their names. I don't know who they are. Like,
But that's like what they tout as the beauty pageant?
I could just tell.
So,
clearly a beauty pageant. You are clearly, I just know. I've judged two pageants, the Miss Universe pageant and Miss USA. Both were quite memorable moments.
Yeah.
Last time with Miss Universe when Steve Harvey announced the wrong winner. And then the Miss USA was when I asked Carrie Prejean, Miss California, that gay marriage question. Anywho,
So the egg comes down the tube wearing like a bathing suit or a sash or something, kind of? That's what I'm like envisioning.
But,
you know?
No, but like, it has like a talent.
This egg is from Alaska.
I don't want to stereotype.
Right.
But none of the women on the VIP list came across as smart.
You get to see videos of them.
Yeah, yeah, you can see video. So I watched.
Wow! Practice now, ladies. If you're a beauty pageant girl, you're on the fucking Tropicana, whatever. Yeah. You're getting flown around the Cancun by these rich businessmen. Yeah. Practice your egg donor videos. Get it going, ladies. That's where
none
your big hurrah is.
Smart to me, and the one that I ended up choosing. You know, it's kind of like dating too, though. Like. Cliches exist for a
like
reason.
Like swipe right.
Crazy. You have to choose one.
Cliches exist for a reason. And the cliche I'm going to say now is when you find the one, you know. And when I came across my egg donor, I just knew. I'm not going to lie, visually, I thought she was appealing.
Tits galore.
But
huh?
Even more, well, no. If we're getting real, I chose her because she looked like me. And I was like, then my kids are going to really look like me.
Wow, you're doubling down.
Okay. Hilton
look.
So she looked like me and I liked that. And but that was truly a minor thing. The bigger thing is every aspect of her, her aura, her answers, she just came across as so nice. And I wanted to be able to tell that to my kids. Like, why did you pick her?
She's a nice woman.
Because she's a nice woman. And then every damn person that was a part of this, which is a lot of people, everybody from the clinic at the fertility center to the surrogacy agency that dealt with her.
Y'all have chips in their neck?
No, everybody said the same thing to me. She's so nice. I'm like, yes, I picked a great one. Mm. And my sister makes fun of me for this. She's like, nice is not genetic. And I'm like, how do you know? How do you know? And also she's saying she seems smart. Nice and smart. And she's like, smart isn't genetic either. How do you know?
Why is your sister such a naysayer?
I know. I'll give you a point for that too.
Shitty aunt out of the gate.
Right? Here's a question. Here's a question. Do you, I have a friend who wants to have a baby and she wants the baby to be gay. She wants to have a gay child.
What?
Because I think we're in a time,
Matt,
day and age.
Want it.
I didn't say that, but
you said you don't want to be gay.
Oh, me personally?
Sometimes.
I just said my journey would have been a lot easier had it not.
Him. I would
if I could pick,
right.
I would have picked.
That's what you
me
said.
Me too.
Sorry.
If I agree, I would as well. And if I could pick for my son to be gay or straight, I would pick for him to be straight.
Yeah. Hmm. Just because of the way society is and because you've lived it?
For many reasons. I think life.
And some of the parades are
dangerous. I don't know. Actually, I wouldn't say that. Just for me, I would have picked straight because I think if I was straight, I would have a wife and already be in a relationship.
Yeah. I look at it
you
the same way.
Like a straight man that would have worked on an oil rig or something. Doesn't he, though?
I'll give you a point for that, dude.
Ooh, he likes
it's
part.
The mustache, man.
It is the mustache.
It's so ridiculous.
No, it's. Don't you think, Anthony? Where do you picture him as a straight man?
You got to put that
mustache
on
that
Theo's
hair.
Haircut. Yes.
Oh, my God.
The hair.
Definitely. See, like.
That is. That's some 70s hair.
Yeah.
I made a video a week or two ago about, I think that you could still find it at youtube.com/Perez Hilton. And the subject of the video was, when did we start to dislike Jennifer Lawrence?
Mm.
And clearly that was a kind of a clickbaity thing because not everybody dislikes her.
But she did turn into a cunt kind of.
Oh my God. I'm actually going to take a point away from you for that one, Theo.
But you agree with me though.
I wouldn't call her a see you next Tuesday, but I used
you
to
you call
like
her a see you next Thursday, though, I bet. And that's just 2 days later. And you do want to give me a point back for that. Boy, give me my point.
No, like.
Well, cunt doesn't really work.
Okay,
if you're,
it doesn't do, but look.
See
it's
you
already
next
been
Friday.
Said and done. This isn't debate time.
Cunt him. See you on Monday. Okay, good.
I used to like her, and then it's just.
Oh, I can't stand her.
I think she drank the Kool-Aid, is the thing. And that doesn't happen to everybody in Hollywood who achieves success, but I would say it does happen to most.
What are you referring to?
Drinking the Kool-Aid. Like
no, like why did she turn shitty? Like what happened?
Oh, it's
good question.
I mean, for me, even something like of, you know, not taking photos with people.
Yes.
Or
being rude to your fans and just thinking you're hotter than hell.
Yeah.
You know, like.
One time I interviewed her, I called her Jen because I was nervous, and she said, you can't call me that.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like originally she was like this girl out of nowhere that kind of like was living the dream, and then
this
suddenly she was
TMZ?
Just...
No. This is when I left TMZ, I started working for magazines and writing for
and she
people
said,
and stuff. Yeah. She said I couldn't do that.
Here's the thing. You can be one of the most famous people on the planet, but if you view yourself as a normal person and you have a normal experience, you will be that.
Yeah.
If you are one of the most famous people on the planet and you behave that way.
Like Mariah Carey.
Or even like Jennifer Lawrence. Here's the antithesis of that. Pink. I think she is one of the most famous people on the planet. Still a relevant pop star.
Mm-hmm.
15 plus years into her career. But when she's not in pink mode, she's just Alicia Moore. Mm. She's normal, lives a normal life, is a normal wife, is a normal mom. She doesn't, if she wanted to, she could be like Beyonce, always glammed up, always wearing a different damn outfit every day, documenting it all, and always having a bodyguard.
Mm.
Pink goes around town regularly without a bodyguard and lives a normal experience as a normal human being, or as close to it as possible. Beyonce chooses not to. Jennifer Lawrence chooses not to. She always has bodyguards. I don't know if you know that. And often she'll have more than one bodyguard. Jennifer Lawrence does not need more than one bodyguard. She doesn't need a security team.
She's kind of homely
one
looking.
One is just. Oh, I'm gonna take a point away from you.
Take them all away. I don't care.
I'll take a second point away from you.
There
now.
You go. Who's the most famous person you could get on the phone right now?
Katy Perry.
Oh, really? She would answer.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know if she would. Maybe.
I'm guessing in the Katy Perry Taylor Swift feud, you're pro Katy Perry.
I like both of them. Oh. I love both of them.
Okay.
But Mariah, though.
I enjoy Mariah as well.
She's entertaining.
She's so saddening to me now. She's just. Sad.
She's going to die in a fire. I bet. I keep having a dream.
You keep having dreams that Mariah Carey's dying in a fire.
I didn't want to tell you guys, but I feel bad if I keep having them and don't tell somebody.
Well,
I
don't go totally set our house on fire.
Huh? That's totally possible.
Yeah, she could fall asleep for sure.
She seems like somebody that would just, nod off around a fancy fireplace or something. Something bad happens.
It's sad.
So I'm sorry.
Because she has 19 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. 19. More than any other artist. And she has tarnished her reputation so severely in the eyes of, I would say, safely now, the majority of people worldwide. They view her as a joke. And on the flip side of that, you view one of her peers, Celine Dion, who has elevated her status to full-on legend status. Mm. Timeless.
When you run into celebrities now, how do they treat you?
Well, most of them now, they're like, oh my God, I love your kids. I love following you on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Which is really sweet.
And see,
different than in the past, that's for sure. I'll give you a point for that.
I imagine, what I'm hearing more, and maybe is more your personal opinions, right?
Yeah, well, shared them in the past.
Even when it got like more genteel?
Yeah.
Were you always like?
I always shared them, but it was, when I got more genteel, it was also just like, it was just the words were a little different.
Right.
Or being,
a little more sensitive.
Or even being afraid of saying, here's the difference. There might have been a point there, like in 2010, 2011, 2012, where I would have been afraid to say, I don't like this new song that so-and-so released. Which I don't think is a mean thing to say. But that artist probably wouldn't like it. Now, I don't give a shit. I don't have to say you're fugly, you're fat, you're stupid, whatever. All I'm saying is I don't like that song. I'm entitled to my opinion and to express it. And saying I don't like your song doesn't mean I don't like you.
Right.
In fact, I got so much hate from Taylor Swift's fans this year when she released Look What You Made Me Do, because I'm one of the biggest Swifties on the planet, but I didn't like that song. And they're like, you're such a fickle fan. I'm like, no, I am ride or die, and I still don't like that song.
Yeah. And those children are delusional too, a lot of them. And if you're an adult, a heated adult Taylor Swift fan.
Fans are very mainstream now.
Yes.
They used to be very young, because I've gone to every single Taylor Swift tour for the last decade.
Wow.
I am an OG fan. Yeah. She used to have, and I kind of miss those days, like she used to have really young fans who knew every single lyric,
right,
every song, including the album tracks. When I saw her in the last two tours, it was more of a mainstream
audience.
A little
mix, yeah.
So but people that are just like radio
some lonely
fans.
Men, yeah.
And her and shit's so calculated.
Her stuff is so calculated.
Okay, why do you say that as an insult? Madonna was hella calculated, and she's my number one.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all calculated now.
Yes, I'm calculated.
Yep. Yeah. People are tired of it.
But she's
not
calculated
you,
with a. It almost feels like a sheep in or whatever the
I'm
saying
a point
is.
Away
sheep
from
in wolf's
Matt
clothing.
Whereas like Madonna, like her
thank
calculations.
You. Finally, Matt loses a point, dude.
Yes.
He's just hanging on all of his points because he's gay.
No.
He has less T cells than me. He gets to keep all his points.
Oh, I'm taking a point away for that.
Oh,
one,
come
Theo.
On, guys.
Screwed, Theo.
What do you mean? That's a T cell reference. Wow, you
Perez,
guys have changed.
I know you were on Big Brother overseas.
Yes.
Is there any
you
chance
were?
Of you?
I was.
Is there any chance of you doing the Celebrity Big Brother here?
Listen, I would do it.
Okay.
They haven't reached out to
okay.
me.
Would you? Would you leave your kids?
Yeah.
What if Hillary?
Because I would think that's an amazing opportunity.
What if Hillary was in the house or the treehouse, whatever it is?
Hillary
Clinton?
Yeah.
Of course, I love her.
What kind of a question is that?
She'd be great for Celebrity Big Brother.
She would be fantastic. And he would be happy to be in a room with her.
What if it is Ivanka?
Sure. She's not. Listen, Ivanka's
hot.
Ivanka's
beautiful.
Here is some scoop, okay? I'm hearing they're trying to get really big names.
Yes.
God bless them. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
There's no A-lister or B-lister that's going to do Celebrity Big Brother in the U.S. You're going to get lucky if you get a C-plus lister if you pay them a lot of money. My argument is, sure, you can get a C-plus lister. I'm D-plus. D. I'm a solid D. Not even D-plus. I'm objective. I'm a solid D.
Okay.
You can get yourself a C-pluser, but I'm guaranteed to deliver. That C-pluser may just be doing it because you're offering them a lot of money and they're going to be a dud in the house.
Right.
Whereas this motherfucking D-lister is going to show up and give you gold.
Very good. Well,
I did in the UK version.
Yeah.
This is a fact. According to the show itself, I am the most talked about housemate on social media in the history of Celebrity Big Brother UK. And my season 3 years ago was the highest rated season of the last decade.
Do you think it's going
to... And that season was called The Perez Show.
Was Spencer Pratt in there with you?
No, he was a couple seasons before me.
Do you think you could beat Spencer Pratt?
Beat him, I guess, over... Honestly,
both cunning.
I'm trying to think. Do I think I could beat him?
Both cunning, baffling, powerful.
Do I think I could beat? I'm trying to think.
Think about it.
It depends who the other people in the house
no,
are.
It
I'm trying
doesn't,
to think.
Man.
Of course,
I
it
don't
does.
Know.
It might.
Of course, I think I could, but I like to be honest. I'm always honest.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my downfall. Like, I don't watch the U.S. version.
Do you think this will do
very different than the U.K. version?
Do you? I'm curious to feel if you think it'll...
I think it'll do well.
You do?
Well,
okay.
Just because Big Brother U.S. already has a built-in following.
Right.
And I think all of those people will tune in, plus maybe even people that don't watch the regular Big Brother will tune in just because it's a shorter time span. Like, I would think some people would be tuned off to the regular Big Brother because it's such a long time commitment.
So we have inside scoop. I have inside
scoop.
Well,
some
someone
tell
that
me,
we know that Anthony Scaramucci is going to do it.
Oh, that makes sense.
That he's because he's hot now,
he's
and
hot
that's
now.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
That he just he's
they're
the first
go,
one to sign
and
to
also,
sign on. He just
this is
needs
what
to,
I think they're going
to
go for people like that. I actually said that. I said it's going to go him or Sean Spicer. I said it would be one of those two.
You want to talk Scaramucci?
It'll
what
be
about
Kathy Griffin,
Carolina Mucci, that girl from the girl from the Real Housewives in New Jersey?
No,
that
they're not
going to
do any
hairline.
Housewives. I think they won't do any Housewives. They want to.
They want their own kind of brand. A little
not even
bit.
That. I think they just want to go more mass, more mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, I would think, want to avoid people that are part of other franchises. So, but I would think it would be appealing to them. I haven't really done, you know,
something like
big
that.
Reality in the U.S.
Yeah.
before.
Rodney
and
Carrington would be good.
Who's that?
He's a big comedian. It would be good.
No. They're going to want like
Theo Vaughn.
No. They're going to want like Kathy Griffin. They're going to want like Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
They're going to want.
They'll throw
like,
Lance Bass in there. They'll do the.
Not Lance Bass because he's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Joey Fatone.
Mm. No, they're going to want to cast well. So
like Spencer.
No, I'm better than him. I would give better tea. Spencer
wow.
would be Spencer wouldn't be as good without Heidi, and she's not. I don't think she'll leave.
She'd
live
it. Yeah,
home.
Of course.
What about this?
So and by the way, this is real news that I just broke. That Scaramucci's doing it.
Really?
I like it.
Scaramucci's doing it.
Anyways,
what
like,
about
I purposefully
this?
Have not talked about it because I don't want to seem too eager, but I like to answer honestly.
Yeah.
So, and people ask me on Twitter all the time and I ignore them because I don't like want to jinx myself.
Right.
But I want to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I would kill to go into
the
Big Brother
house.
Do you
think, it's the last question that I have for you. Do you think that anyone has ever masturbated to Hillary Clinton? Or jerked off.
No, what kind of that? I'm taking a point away from that as
told
well.
Told you.
No, of course someone has. Do you know how many people there are in the
no
world?
One ever
no.
has, dude.
There's
no one.
No.
Yes, I know how many people there are in the world. I've looked at a globe and I even tried to set little bitty people
that's
on them.
That's a stupid question.
But no one has ever jerked off to Hillary Clinton.
To be your last question.
That's ever. A ridiculous. Just keep note. I asked about Big Brother and he asked about jerking off to Hillary Clinton.
All right. Should I do the total?
Yeah. Tally it up. Let's see where we're
at. At one point, Theo had 9 points. He ended up with 4 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Matt's max was 4, but you ended up with 3.
Oh.
So Theo wins.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's not fair.
And I've got a bigger wiener.
Oh. You've seen his wiener?
But I was just guessing. He didn't say no.
You've seen his wiener?
No. I have no desire to. Wait, you do your
whatever,
podcast.
Whatever, dude. My wiener is
You
cool.
do your podcast with a co-host.
Yes.
You've been doing it for a while now. Do you guys get in fights?
He's a lot like Theo, actually.
Is he? Do you guys get in fights?
Every podcast. That's what I think makes our podcast great.
That's what works.
See, this
too.
Has been the one of the most adventurous podcasts we've had because I think people have been a little bit more outspoken. I think you showed up outspoken. Matt showed up with a little bit of fucking fire in his a-hole today. natural fire.
Let me plug mine. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed me on this podcast, you can listen to me with Chris Booker, who is a lot like Theo. You know, I would say actually, so let me just talk about podcasts in general for a minute. Most of them, I would say, have guests, mm-hmm. which you do. And most of them, though, are like-minded individuals talking mm-hmm. about like-minded things. What makes yours interesting is that you are both very different.
Yes.
So I think that makes it interesting.
Thank you.
Booker and myself are also a lot like you two, very different.
Right. And that's what makes it work.
Yeah. And we literally argue about everything. And it's not him, and sometimes we agree on things, but it's never like him faking it. It's never him playing a role.
Yeah.
Like it's always about being genuine and authentic, both of us. And that's what really makes it work. Like we're real motherfuckers.
Right.
So if you enjoyed me on here, you can listen to the Perez Hilton podcast with Chris Booker on iTunes, SoundCloud, or directly at PerezPodcast.com.
Very cool.
And actually, I'll plug something else. I thought, actually, I'm not even. Not me. It was his idea. It's kind of stupid, so you would love it.
Wow. Dude.
I give you points. That
it's
was awesome.
Kind of stupid.
You guys are going to hell, you know,
it's
for your activities.
Stupid,
I mean,
stop it.
I'm joking.
No, but
you
it's
idiot,
brilliant
but you
at
are.
The same time. You know, we're trying to get more hype. You guys, is this your publicist?
No, this is my friend.
Oh, you have a publicist? You're the publicist? Damn, you're good. I should hire you.
Yes, you should, and he is hireable because we're now outsourcing him because we need to bring in some extra cash.
Yeah. Wow.
And Anthony doesn't know if he's gay yet or not, so
I
fucking
should hire
a lot
you.
Of balls well, in the
he
air.
We have a publicist. A
lot of balls in the air here, Rezzy.
So we're trying to get more attention, but we're also cheap, though, so
yeah.
we don't necessarily want to hire a publicist.
That's cheap. You guys should
anyways,
talk.
So we're trying
talking
to
my language.
We're trying to figure out ways to get more attention for the podcast. So Booker came up with this, I think, stupid, brilliant idea. He's like, we should get a billboard.
Oh.
Don't steal our idea.
Oh.
Don't
that
steal
can't be
our,
cheap.
What? Oh, a billboard? Like, that's a novel idea. There's 100 billboards right outside.
Hello, Angeline.
No, not even. So,
yeah, dude.
And then
yeah.
But then I had a better idea.
Yeah.
My idea was, let's make it a part of the show and let's try to get our listeners to pay for our billboard.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
After having kids, I've become the most frugal person on the planet. I don't spend money on anything.
Yeah.
The two things I spend money on are getting my healthy meals delivered and a personal trainer.
Wow.
Other than that, I don't buy clothes. I don't even
you
go
You do
on,
look a lot better than I thought you were going to look.
I don't even pay.
10 points away from that. That was such a backhanded, horrible compliment.
I don't even pay to go on vacation. This past 12 months, I've gotten 2 free vacations.
Wow.
I got to
nice.
Make it work. So we started off this we started this campaign. So if you want to donate to the stupid, brilliant idea, go to PerezBillboard.com. I found out that we can make the billboard happen for $8,000.
Holy
how many days?
Mackerel.
We've been trying for a few months now. We've only got $4,000.
No, but how many days will
it run?
Be up?
Oh, it'll be up for a month. And if we're able to reach our goal, we're going to stream or broadcast live, do a podcast.
That's cool.
Out front. And it gets even better. So then we even had our listeners decide what it should say, and your listeners might enjoy this. It'll say, because we hate the Kardashians too.
Ah.
The Perez Hilton podcast.
That's a good idea.
There you
so
go.
That'll be our billboard, and we'll broadcast in front of it, and you guys can come and
we'll
be a
be
part
there.
Of the audience.
I already came, dude. I came twice, but we're in here, dude.
Yeah.
But I will say this. We had a great time having you.
Yeah, completely.
Genuinely, really,
even
really
though I didn't
it.
Win. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love your honesty, and
well,
we appreciate it.
We should
it.
Do a foursome joint podcast
yeah.
sometime with my
yeah.
co-host.
And the
yeah.
winning team gets Anthony. That's what we should
hey.
Do.
No, just because like it'd be a really interesting dynamic.
It would
yeah,
be
let's do
he
it.
Is so you, and I am so Matt. Clearly.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming in. Everybody, thanks for listening. Theo, thank you for your honesty always, too.
Yep,
I appreciate it. And I got to go pee, so let's wrap this one up.
I'm petering all of my podcasts.
We'll tag him in all of our social media. And yeah, we'll look forward. Maybe we'll do a pod swap.
I just said I have to pee.
We'll do a grouping. Okay, that's it, guys. Thank you guys for watching.
Maybe we could swap. Yeah, maybe like... There we go. I could do it.